Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
Get into a relaxed position. Make sure your spine is straight. Yourself relaxed. Make sure you're breathing, because getting that this is a message, a lot of us don't breathe. Stay in ourselves. So before we go here, I want to keep breathing. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly. Take another one in and yawn. You can yawn if you need to, if that helps. Oh, that felt good.
Thank you very much.
Well, yawning is good. It gives you a big dose of oxygen. It's not bad.
Yeah, times like yawning is catchy.
Well, you know what? Lola actually recommends it. If you're trying to get through something, yawning might actually help you. Relax you. So, don't have to close your eyes. You can rise or you can focus on a picture that is relaxing to something else. Object that is... It's nice to have the lights down kind of low. Bright lights are not very conducive. And, like I said, it's nice to have your feet flat on the floor unless you're used to meditating in some... Usually I say it's good also to have your limbs uncrossed. It's for good circulation. Then we start with relaxation. After we get your body relaxed, you'll be better able to receive the energy flow. Because as we know, if we try to block the flow, if there's any blockage or pinching off, you get bad effects from that. Actually pain of some sort. So, we relax the body before we call through the energy flow so that you have a better chance of getting a circulation of energy. And that is the preface to this that I'm going to start. Imagine yourself as a tree, sinking your roots deep in the earth and your branches reaching far out into the sky, towards the stars and towards the suns and the suns out there. Because we do actually have the light of many suns coming to us all the time. Whatever time of day or night. Feel your roots go deep. Feel your branches reach high. These energy connections, they are very much like the branches of a tree. Roots of a tree. Very much like that. Imagine a giant crystal far under your feet. Mother Earth is going to send us some energy up through there. That's going to... But for now, your roots into the earth will allow anything we don't need to drain right out of us, be recycled, something better. In this case, that would be stress or tension or the worries of the day. If you have any baggage from the day, emotional, set it down now. Set it aside. You can always pick it up if you want it again. You don't have to. But you will not need it for this trip. You don't need baggage for this trip. In fact, it's counterproductive. So... imagine... toes. Because increased circulation usually does make warm sensation. Your toes, your feet, ankles, or legs. Relax those areas. Let the stress and tension drain. And the earth to be recycled. Sensation up to your knees, your upper legs, your hips, and your abdomen. Allow that warm sensation to permeate, increasing the circulation there. Allow all of the internal organs to come to a state of balance, harmony. Relax, allow stress or tension to drain out of you. Be at peace. That energy, that warmth up stomach area, chest area, and relax. Muscles there, relax the internal organs. Let them come to a state of balance and functioning. Any stress or tension drain out. Bring the warmth to your spine. Feel it, realigning your spine bones. Feel it, energizing, fixing you. That brings the energy up into your shoulder. Your shoulders or shrug if you need to. Get the tension or stress out of them. Feel the warmth coming up into your arms, down into your elbows, your lower arms, your hands. Feel how good that feels. Stress or tension drain out. Recycled. Make sure you're breathing. Relax your jaw, your tongue, muscles around your nose, your cheeks, the muscles around your ears, muscles around your eyebrow, scalp. Allow all the internal to come to a state of balance, functioning. you let any stress or tension drain. Cycle. Your branches way up into the sky and your roots way down into the feel the energy flow coming up through up trunk, out your branches, up into the sky, out towards the many suns. Our sun, great central sun. And feel the answering, turning energy come back through your branches, down into your trunk. Earth, forming this connection, becoming a conduit, and now you are safe. Feel the connection and safety, sense of cared for. These are, in a sense, our parents. The ones that nurture us, our energy bodies. Allow the flow to circulate. Then imagine your energy cocoon weaving itself, coming out from you. Chakra points. Vedas say 140. Weave itself around you. See yourself, this beautiful coruscating tapestry of light. Beautiful creations. And for the healing, first to call the Reiki energy, the love of our higher self, the love of the divine, God's love for us. Us. Unblocking and making us feel loved, taken care of. Healing whatever might be hurt. Opening pathways to receive more. That weave itself into your light cocoon. And I call the grace energy, God's joy. Joy, happiness, and ease. Ease of movement, ease of going with the flow. Light, happy, joyful. Being able to make yourself comfortable and be comfortable in the midst of change to affect in your life. Right now, as these energies come through and weave their way into your light cocoon, allow yourself to feel worthy. What is worthiness? It is self-worth, but it also could be defined as ability. Able to withstand, able to handle. See yourself as worthy. Having worth, having importance, having value, just because you exist. Had no value, you would not exist. So just because you are here and alive, you must be important. Allow yourself to find the joy in your life and expand that, not block it off. Allow yourself to be excited in a good way by changes that happen. Be able to welcome change that comes through your life. See it as an opportunity. May all change now that you feel come to you. May you see the opportunity in all of it. Because that's what it is. May you be reminded that change is an opportunity. And you need not suffer. You can allow yourself to be comfortable, to enjoy changes that come to you. If you make a decision now that you will enjoy the changes, go so much easier, so much faster. So if you find it hard to remember, do things that remind you. Take it easy on yourself. Don't judge yourself harshly if you can't always live up to the goals you set for yourself. There will come a day you'll be able to. Because with practice, that makes perfect, they say. So the more you practice, the better you will get. So one day you will be quite good at being able to surf the changes and enjoy them as they come. They will become more and more enjoyable, happier changes. Judge yourself as worthy. If there are any messages while we are open right now, we ask our guides, our highest and best guides, be here with us. Highest and best guides we have available, be with us. There are questions in our mind, assurances that we need, guidance. Please make it apparent in some gentle way. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your participation, everyone who's here now. The seen and the unseen. Your participation is very much appreciated by those who are here now, future generations. Everything you do to improve yourself improves this world. Everything you do to improve this world will be reaped by future generations. And I would remind you that you, if you believe in our nation, you will be the inheritor of the gifts that you give to the future. So, by improving yourself and improving your lot in life now, and this reality and this world, and therefore moving your consciousness to a more favorable place, you are giving the gift to future generations, and therefore yourself. Realizing we are our own ancestors. We are our own descendant. That's what it means. That's why we reap what we sow. We reap what we sowed many lives ago. We will reap what we sow now. So go easy on yourself. Give yourself a gift. Give your future self a gift. Even give your past self a gift. By having pity on the child that you were. You were younger and didn't know. But you know now. With that thought, I ask you to gradually bring your awareness back to your body, back to your avatar in second life, but not losing that feeling of peace, not losing that feeling of capability and worthiness, but keeping that with you. Realizing you are worthy will help protect you from many things, including depression. It seems to be so prevalent. Realizing you do amount to something, no matter what it seems like on the surface. No matter how people have judged you, no matter how you've judged yourself, you are worthy of something. Thank you for participating. This concludes our meditation for this evening, and it is a great honor to be your guide and facilitator.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in-world and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.